A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Kilowatt, a podcast about electric vehicles, autonomous driving, renewable energy, and much, much more. Today's episode is going to be a quick one because I am very busy every single day, this week and next week. I am busy all the way up until the point when I go to bed. Today is Wednesday at 8:30. I was supposed to be in bed 30 minutes ago because I'm old and I am recording the podcast. So this is going to be a quick episode. There might be a quick episode tomorrow. There'll definitely be a quick episode on Friday, and we might have another episode on Saturday to just kind of round out the news. I just don't have a lot of time to sit down and put together two 20 to 30 minute episodes. I have time to sit down and put together one 5 to 10 minute episode each day. I know that doesn't seem like it makes sense, but this is just easier for me to do as far as creating content just this week and probably next week. There's just a lot going on in my life. But on today's episode, we're going to have a little bit of CES news. Allison and Steve Sheridan were actually at CES, or are actually at CES. They're still there. And they ran around and got some really good CES content for us. And I don't want to steal their thunder. So I have some really basic CES news, mostly about concept vehicles. And then we're going to talk about VW and Geely's new car, which is really interesting. So let's go ahead and jump into our CES news. And these are, again, all concepts, but Honda showed off two concept cars at CES, the Salon, which honestly looks like what people in the 1970s thought the cars in the 1990s would look like, and the Space Hub, which is this futuristic hearse. It's not supposed to be a hearse, but it looks like a hearse. So I was going to pitch a commercial idea, but at the last minute, I realized it might be in poor taste because it's around death, and I don't know what's going on in everybody's personal lives. So I just decided to put that aside. But imagine a commercial for the Space Hub / hearse. And yeah, just let your mind go crazy. I did. Next up, we have the poorly named Sony and Honda EV collaboration. And when I say poorly named, it's because it's called Afila. Sony and Honda showed this car off last year. This year, they've added AI and gaming to the car, which, you know, everybody added AI to everything this year. And gaming seems like a natural with Sony and, you know, the PlayStation and all that stuff. One of the neat things about the Afila concept car is that it's got this beautiful dash. There's a screen that goes almost all the way across the dash. It is really nice looking. In one of the videos that I saw of them demoing the Afila, they had the concept car driving down the street, and then the camera was on the dash and part of the street. So as the car is driving down the street, you can see what is obviously happening in real time, in real life. But there's a screen in the dash that lets you also see what the driver is seeing, basically what you're seeing through the windshield. But as you're driving down the street, you're also driving underneath like Godzilla's legs and Mothra's legs and all of the other monsters that go along with that that I'm forgetting at the moment. And it was just kind of like line art of these things, but it was kind of cool, kind of fun. I don't know if this is going to ever come out, but yeah, it's nice. And I will say one of the trends that I saw last year and I'm seeing again this year is they're trying to make the car the new living room. And I don't know if the car needs to be a living room. It needs to be comfortable, but it doesn't need to be a living room. But that's kind of what they're doing. And Steve Hanley of Clean Technica agrees with me, because when I read the article and he mentioned that they're trying to make the car a living room, and I was like, yes, I've been saying that forever. All right. Next up, we have our final concept cars of CES, and that is Kia. Kia showed off the Platform Beyond vehicle lineup. So Kia is trying to show off a modular-based system that has interchangeable body components. So one day it's a truck, the next day it's a van, and then the next day it's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, because when it's a concept car, you can say anything you want. One of the things that they showed was a delivery van, and behind the delivery van was a much smaller delivery van, which looks like the smaller delivery van could literally fit in the back of the bigger delivery van. They also mentioned that they were going to do AI. Honestly, my first thought on this was, this looks very much like Canoe. And again, Steve Hanley also thought it looked like something Canoe was doing, because he mentioned it again in the Clean Technica article. So I'll put links in the show notes if you're interested in that. Oh, and you know what? We have one more, and Allison and Steve are probably going to talk about this, but it's worth mentioning. I won't give you a lot of detail. VinFast showed off an electric pickup truck, and honestly, I can't wait to hear more about it. We do have one more little bit of VinFast news. The very teeny tiny SUV, the VF3 from VinFast, is coming to the US. This is a sub $20,000 SUV. It's also a very small SUV. Steve said it was about the size of a Mini Cooper. But we're going to hear more from Allison and Steve on that. I don't want to spoil anything. All right, moving on to Volkswagen. Volkswagen sold 394,000 EVs in 2023. That's 21% more than they did a year ago. And in Q4 of 2023, they sold 121,000 Volkswagen EVs. Honestly, not too shabby. I figured Volkswagen was selling like 100,000, maybe 150,000 EVs a year. So pretty good. Volkswagen's also cutting EV prices in Europe to help boost sales there. So if you're in Europe and you're looking for an electric vehicle, please consider a Volkswagen. And speaking of cutting prices, here in the United States, Hyundai has a new lease deal on the IONIQ 5. So Hyundai sent out a message to their dealers letting them know that the 2023 IONIQ 5 is eligible for up to $15,000 off a lease. I don't know what that means exactly. I'm not an expert in leases. I don't know how you take $15,000 off the purchase price, but I'm sure it involves some sort of mathematical formula, which then dictates how much you're going to pay each month for your lease. But I can tell you, if you're interested in this deal, you have until January 31st to take advantage of it. So go ahead and contact your local Hyundai dealer if you're interested and you live here in the United States. And if you live elsewhere and you're looking for this deal, it probably doesn't hurt to say, hey, the US is doing this. How come you guys can't do it if you live in Canada or somewhere in Europe or the UK or whatever? It might not work, but if you don't try, you'll never succeed. Let's see here. Final story. Good news if you live in China and you're looking for an affordable EV, which is nobody who listens to this show. And the reason why is because nobody who lives in China listens to this show, based on our analytics. But the Geely Galaxy E8 is now available for sale, and the starting price of this vehicle is just under $25,000 US, which is insane. This is a mid-size sedan, which is around the size of a Honda Accord, but it looks way better than a Honda Accord. We mentioned the Fila earlier that had the dash that goes all the way across from one side of the dash to the other. Well, the Geely Galaxy E8 does the same thing, has that same look. The car itself, I don't even know how to describe it. It looks really, really nice. It's got door handles similar to the IONIQ 5 and the IONIQ 6. The highest trim features an 800-volt architecture, 647 horsepower. It'll go 0 to 60 in 3.5 seconds. No word on battery size or range on the highest trim. But on the more affordable base trim, you're looking at a 400-volt system that comes with a 62-gigawatt-hour battery, kilowatt-hour battery, not gigawatt, a 62-kilowatt-hour battery or a 76-kilowatt-hour battery, which, you know, in terms of range, will get you about 665 kilometers or 413 miles. That's dubious. I would imagine that it's going to get less than that through testing, but maybe, who knows, on that 76 kilowatt hour battery. Right now, this is a China-only vehicle. We don't know if it'll come to the U.S. If it goes anywhere, it's going to go to Europe first. It might make its way to U.S. shores. Geely makes Zeekr, Polestar, and Volvo. So out of those three, two of them are sold here in the United States. So we might see a Geely E8 Galaxy, or they might repackage the car altogether and sell it as a Polestar or a Volvo product. Who knows? But this Geely E8 Galaxy looks really nice. I'm going to put a link in the show notes to the article. Take a look at the car. Tell me what you think. All right, this is it for me tonight. And today, I guess. If you want to email me, it's Bodie, B-O-D-I-E, at 918digital.com. You can also find me on X at 918digital. I hope you all have a wonderful day, and thank you for listening. I will talk to you at least one time, if not multiple times this week. So, again, thank you all for your patience. I really do appreciate it. I have a wonderful day. I don't know how to end this show, so I'm just going to stop. Bye.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.